Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, we are actually live. I know we're in a pledge drive, but still get some content. We got some great stuff to share. I'll share with you a little bit about the image of divine mercy coming up. And there's so much to it, I probably couldn't get to it all. But of course, right now we pray the chaplet of divine mercy. And if you have a need or an intention or a want, feel free to try to get in. There's a line open at 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. You can always, of course, send your Twitter intentions to our Twitter page at Drew Mariani Show. At Drew Mariani Show. You can send it to me. Well, follow me also at Drew Mariani, my personal page. Always good to stay in touch with you. And in the studio with me today is Lauren. She's one of our engineers. I was sharing a story about her the other day. Lauren got scammed. She's getting married too. Maggie's now on her honeymoon. Nick Sentovich, another producer here, is being married in a couple weeks. And Lauren, I think, closes out the group. They're all going to the, everybody's going to their honeymoon in Rome. What a great place to go. But Lauren tried to get her dress. She found the perfect wedding dress and went back to, put a lot of money down on it, went back to go and get, I guess, fitted or whatever the next step was, and found out it was a scam. So I shared with you the woman who wrote very graciously saying you could have her wedding dress. But where are you right now? How are things going? Things working out for you?
Things are going good. And for whoever made the offer, thank you so much. I appreciate it. But yeah, we found a different place that could fulfill the deal like a good business would. And things are going to work out. So
it's good. When do you get married? What's the date?
June 17th.
Wow. So you're June. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's pray. Anything you want to pray for?
Just for an outpouring of the love from the Father on those who feel far away.
It's a beautiful prayer. All right, well, let's pray. We'll pray right now. Lord, I ask your blessings on everyone who is struggling financially today, those especially who can't support. I want to pray for those who are being heroic today and supporting Relevant Radio in this cause. And just for this chaplet family, I pray for each and every one of you. I want you to know this. Throughout my walk, I prayed a chaplet, prayed the rosary, spent quiet time praying with the Lord, prayed in church. Your intentions were with me. A lot of people stopped me at the event too and said, could you pray for some specific things? And I would love to share what some people shared with me, but some of them are so horribly, they're so horrible. I can't get them out of my head. And I'm praying for one mother in particular who suffers in an unimaginable way, but I'm praying for you now. Let's pray right now. We have a slightly amended schedule. So I will pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus. But the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Julissa. She's listening in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Hi, Julissa.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm okay.
This intention, it's like a special prayer for my friend, Lily, who's a teacher. We saw you on the Hilton Hotel this past Friday, the spaghetti dinner.
And, yes.
She introduced it. And, you know, we were getting ready on Saturday to go to the walk, and soon we got a call that my friend's husband passed away. Uh-huh. And, yeah, and then we had to go back, and she couldn't do the walk, and they had to drive back to Chicago for 4 hours just to go on, so the family can tell her the news. Wow. And it was devastating. I mean, she was just beyond. I mean, I see her, and I see her son, and they're in a state of shock. And
well, look, Jaleesa, let's pray for her right now. I'm sorry for her loss. I'm sorry for you too. I know how emotional this can be, and how deeply it hurts to lose somebody, and how unexpected life is, right? Doesn't it, in a blink of an eye, you know, she said goodbye to her husband, never thinking that would be the last time she would say that. And Lord, I just pray right now for those who you are calling home today. 106 people will die in this very minute. And Lord, I pray for their souls. I pray for the hour of my own death, for those who now pray with me, for the hour of their death. And I pray you come as a merciful Savior, not as a just judge. And since you are merciful, since you are outside of time, I know you hear these prayers, and these prayers resonate for the dying, for those who've already gone before us. And I want to lift up Jaleesa, her friend, the family, and all who mourn right now. And I just turn to you with trust as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Jordan in Neenah, Wisconsin. Hi, Jordan.
Hello, Mr. Mariani. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Firstly, I guess a prayer of financial discernment, providence, faith and hope and strength. In this economy, I'm working probably half of what I should be. And concisely put, my family and I are basically out of money, with the exception of, you know, retirement accounts and whatnot. And now I just have to decide if I want to go that direction and cash in one of those or what. And then I guess I also suffer with scrupulosity. I have most of my life. Mm-hmm. And I guess my own faith, just my own faith life as well. Thank you.
Well, Jordan, first of all, I'm glad you got through, all right, because there are going to be a lot of people praying for you and for your family. And I just want to speak to you as a brother and say to you, look, I've been through really difficult times where, you know, I didn't know how I was going to put food on the table for my family. I was even wondering if I'd be able to keep my own home. And God never failed me. He came through, and sometimes in the 11th hour and 59th minute, and to be honest, I've doubted him. You know, I wondered where he was. And in retrospect, when I saw his divine providence come through, I vowed, Lord, I'll never doubt you again. I promise. Oh, you're so great. 6 months later, I'm in another challenge, and I'm doubting him again. You know, I'm the doubting Thomas in that situation. It's okay to sometimes question God, sometimes get down, be overwhelmed. We're here for you. If you trust, I guarantee you the Lord will not fail you. If you put your trust in the Lord, he's going to provide for you and for your family really in quite miraculous ways. And you are, through this great test of life, will become a testimony for others. You're going to really be able to witness to God's providence in your life. I think of that scripture, you know, where the Lord promises us that whatever we ask for in prayer will be given if we believe, you know, in the Gospel of Mark. And Mark tells us that all things are possible with him. So, Lord, right now I just give to you, Jordan, in this very difficult time. I pray for his family. I pray today, if from today forward, you give him the business he needs, or you reverse those finances, or you allow new opportunities to come through. But I ask you to hear his prayers in a special way. And for all today who struggle, the economy is difficult. And I just ask for your mercy. Bless them. Multiply their resources, their finances. You're a God of surprises. Surprise them. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
So Maggie's on her honeymoon. Let's go to Patrick, who is on Twitter right now. First, Patrick, what's coming in?
Yes, Drew, multiple prayer intentions here. Kunihiro is praying for Father Eduardo in Nevada, who has some visa issues that deals get resolved. AV is praying for a bad decision she made leading to traffic charges, and may the Lord have mercy with the lesson learned. Peg is asking prayers for her grandson to be able to kick the vaping habit, and also asking for prayers for all people who struggle with addiction of all kinds. And Barbie, she's praying for Greg, who just discovered he was part of a sex trafficking network as a child.
Oh, no.
So we're praying for his own well-being and for his healing as well.
Well, thank you. We'll go to Larissa and add to those intentions. She's in Buena, New Jersey. Hi, Larissa.
Yeah. Hi there, Drew Mariani. I just want to take the time. I'm a first-time caller, and just want to take the time and thank you so much for all that you do with the prayer intentions of the Divine Chaplet. I've been listening for a couple of years and have been a little hesitant on calling, but today it just touched my heart to give you a call and just thank you very much for all that you do. And I'm praying for people that are struggling right now with wanting to keep their babies. And I am a big pro-lifer, so I just want to thank God for this chaplet. And I also want to pray for my mother, who's 87, who had a hip surgery recently and is recovering very well, thank God. And I do offer it up to the divine mercy. So I just wanted to take that time. And again, thank you so much for this.
Well, Larissa, first of all, thank you.
Chaplet.
Thank you for your kind words. They do mean a lot, and I'm very grateful for them. And thank you for your work with those who are struggling to keep their children. You know, I really believe that this chaplet is a special anointing when it comes to life. And Faustina was given this in the midst of seeing an angel of wrath that was going to destroy a city that was the abortion capital of Europe at the time. And Lord, I pray right now for all those mothers who are struggling to say yes to life or to keep their children, whatever the situation may be. And I just ask that you send them special graces. I pray for the healing of any mother who made that mistake and had an abortion. And I just give to you every one of Larissa's intentions. We pray for her mother's healing and for all those now united to me. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Vicki is praying with us in Northern California. Hi, Vicki.
Yes, hi. Hello, and thank you for everything that you do at Relevant Radio.
Thanks.
I'm on my way to see my 98-year-old aunt, who is just starting her passing process, and I just want to have prayers for her on her journey. Yeah. She's a believer, and so I got to go. I'm going to go pray over her.
Well, we'll join you in prayer. Make sure you pray the chaplet for her in these final hours, okay?
Okay.
And you know the promises that the Lord gave, right? So this the Lord told St. Faustina, and I feel like I say it a million times, but I just think it's so important to reiterate. The Lord if you have somebody who's dying, even if you're at a great distance, pray for them. He says, pray as much as you can for the dying, because your prayers will obtain for them trust in my mercy, because they need it most, you know, and they have it the least in those final hours. And he says, the grace of eternal salvation for certain souls in that final moment, it depends on your prayer. And the Lord said, I'll stand between my father and the dying person, not as a just judge, but as a merciful Savior. So, Lord, I give you all those now dying, and give you those who've gone before us. And I pray, as I said, for those who will be taken home in the not-too-distant future, and especially for the hour of our own death. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our last call. Our last call comes from Rose in Illinois. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Drew.
Hey.
I'm calling to say praise God for answered prayer.
All right.
Today, my son and his wife are new parents of a healthy baby, and they are over the moon grateful to God.
Well, that is so awesome. Really,
and this is through a selfless act of a woman who found herself in an unwanted pregnancy and chose life, and they got him through adoption, which is really not, which is difficult, but listen, the end result is joy. Praise God.
Amen to that. I have a child, one of my sons and his wife, they're trying to foster a child too, so you know, I always say there's any mother out there, you know, I know a couple families actually that would love to adopt that child. So I'm so happy for you, Rose. Congratulations on becoming a grandmother and for that adoption. We'll just pray that this child will be protected by God's mercy. And Lord, I pray for all those who are united with me now. You know our needs, our wants, and our desires. We give you thanks for your mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Champion,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
St. Joseph,
pray for us.
St. Faustina,
pray for us.
St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
St. Peregrine,
pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Venerable Bishop Fulton Sheen,
pray for us.
And all you saints of divine mercy,
pray for us.
Pray for us. In the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, thank you very much for praying. Thank you all for praying. I'll pray again this time tomorrow. Be sure and join me. I want to get you, I know you would love Divine Mercy, so let me plug you into something that I think is really important for you to know about. And it's a special premium that we have today. And it's today and today only. You know, I'm a big devotee, not just of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I know God hears our prayers. I bumped into a lot of people on the Walk to Mary who were telling me about just the miracles that took place in their life through the chaplain. But I want to tell you about something else. I want to tell you about an image that we have here, and it's called, we call it a Divine Mercy carrier or pouch. You got to go online and take a look at this. It's called a Divine Mercy carrier, and you can put your rosary in it, your mass cards, you can put holy water, you can put whatever you want in it. But the reason I like it is not so much what it can hold, and I would suggest you put this in your home. Pray the chaplet before the image. The Lord asks us to venerate his image, right? I think it's a great way to do that. If you have a child that has night terrors, if you have nightmares, if there's division or anger in the home, this is an image that I really believe brings peace. And I'll share the story with you coming up in a few minutes here of how it ultimately came about and the promises that the Lord gave to it. But he did say this. He says, you know, that there is a grace that lies in this particular image. There's a power in this particular image. And in the image is also, he says, great promises. He says, I will grant many graces to souls. So let them have access to this. There's a section of the diary that got lost. And Blessed Michael Sopochko, who was the spiritual director to St. Faustina, he said that Faustina, after she, when she first began having the visions, would start writing the messages down on scraps of paper. Later, it was the spiritual director who told her, hey, now put them in a diary, you know, write all these down. Well, they went into a shoebox that has disappeared, right? Nobody knows where it is. I think one day it will manifest. Maybe it's in an attic somewhere. Maybe somebody still has them. These are the writings of Faustina, but one of those was this. He says, when chastisements for sin come upon the whole world and your own country will experience utter degradation, the only refuge will be trust in my mercy. I will protect the cities and homes in which the divine mercy image is found. I will protect the persons who will venerate or honor this image. The only refuge will be trust in my mercy. I'm telling you, if you don't have an image, call right now, 877-291-0123, or go online to relevantradio.com. It's a limited premium today. You will love this. Josh Raymond just walked into the studio with me. He was the former host of The Inner Life. I know many of you may miss him there, but he is now executive vice president of programming. And Josh, you have this Divine Mercy bag and carrier there too. Also, there's a quote on the back too, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, when you were saying, you know, that there are many graces that we receive just by being able to see, by having that image of Divine Mercy in our homes, by being able to venerate it. I love the quote because it talks about all grace flows from mercy. That's how it starts off here. This is paragraph 1507. It says, all grace flows from mercy, and the last hour abounds with mercy for us. Let no one doubt concerning the goodness of God. Even if a person's sins were as dark as night, God's mercy is stronger than our misery. That's such a beautiful reminder that there's no sin that can hold us back from God. The only thing that holds us back from God, it's just ourselves. God wants to offer that mercy to us. God wants to offer that grace to us. That's one of the reasons you support Relevant Radio. And we do have, as Drew said, a limited number of these special Divine Mercy carriers in stock here. And we're giving these as a way of saying thank you for coming in at that very crucial level of $20 a month, $240 for the year. On top of that, if you make that $20 a month pledge, that's matched right now. We have a 100% match that's going on. So that becomes almost $500 given to Relevant Radio when you make the pledge right now at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app, or by giving us a call at 877-291-0123. Again, the phone number, I'll give it nice and slow there, 877-291-0123. Drew, we're already down to, 33 minutes left to go here in this hour. 33 minutes, and those minutes are going to go by really, really fast. But again, we'd love to send you this Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier as our way of saying thank you for making that pledge of $20 a month. You were talking about the night terrors or the nightmares, and I remember we had a guardian angel prayer card that we would give our kids, and it had this image of these two children. They're walking on this little bridge, and there's all these thorns and all these dark images around them, but there's their guardian angel protecting and kind of guiding them through this area. And whenever one of our kids would wake up with nightmares, That would be the image. And I actually wish we would have had one of these Divine Mercy carriers that we could have hung on the bedpost there and said, well, here you go. That's where you know if you wake up with a bad dream, you can go and you can pray your guardian angel prayer. And it had that simple prayer, you know, angel of God, my guardian dear. Yeah. And be able to pray that, be able to look at that image and call out to God. And then look at that image of Jesus that's on that carrier. I love that image. And it's the original one, the one that St. Faustina herself commissioned.
The Vilnius image. It's interesting because a friend of mine had nightmares, and I suggested he use blessed salt on his daughter's room when she would wake up. And that's what kind of motivated me to do this, Josh, like you. Put this image in there. You know, there are the image contains the rays of red and white that come from our Lord's heart, which signify, of course, the Eucharist and baptism. You know, this is a gift that is only going to be available for a few hours today, and then it's gone. And I would look, it's a great way to evangelize, too. Put it in the bedroom if there's division in the home. I like the idea of maybe keeping your rosary in it or, you know, those holy cards, those prayer cards, your little prayer book, and leave it out. Maybe leave it in the family room. So when company comes over, say, that's pretty cool. What is that? And you can introduce them to Divine Mercy. But if you want to get it, let me tell you, I only have about a minute before I've got to take a short pause here. The way to do it is to call right now. Go to 888-914-9149. Lots of different premiums. This is an exclusive for today only at $20 a month.
That's the studio number.
Oh, did I just give the studio number? 877-291-0123.
Everyone does that.
I was blind to it. Or online at relevantradio.com.
Okay, so again, the phone number to call and make your pledge, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or make that pledge online, relevantradio.com. or through the Relevant Radio app. This is day number one of our May pledge drive, our spring pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. And we do need to hear from you halfway through this hour, the hour of power, this hour that we dedicate to Divine Mercy here. And five more people stepping forward, making that pledge in the last 60 seconds. You can be the next one. Let's make this a big hour. We're counting on you. Yes, you. I'm speaking directly to you. 877-291-0123.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
How I first learned of Relevant Radio was, again, and I was going to this non-denominational church at the time, there was all of a sudden a big billboard came up I saw near my work, and it was the image of the Blessed Our Lady of Guadalupe, I think it just said Relevant. Like, it didn't even say, and I was like, that piqued my interest, and I'm like, what is this about? So one thing led to the other, and through that billboard, I started listening to this ministry. And so I like to think that Our Lady also helped bring me back.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Suffering from fear, anxiety, depression, or other psychological afflictions? Ask St. Dimphna for her help. For generations, she has been aiding those who ask her for her intercession in times of despair. She is the patron saint of anxiety. Visit the National Shrine in her honor, located in Maslin, Ohio. The National Shrine of St. Dimphna, proudly sponsoring great shrines across America. RelevantRadio.com/shrines.
I'm Demetrius Troy. In the acclaimed television series The Chosen, I portray Lazarus. In Nicodemus, a production taking place at sponsor Athenaeum Center in Chicago, I play the Apostle John. Nicodemus, a Provision Theater production, is based on the true story of Nicodemus found in the Gospel of John. Nicodemus is playing through May 14th, and limited tickets are available at relevantradio.com/theater. That's relevantradio.com/theater.
At Ave Maria University, sponsor of Relevant Radio, we don't tell you what to think. We teach you how. And we do this through an authentic liberal arts education. We teach the truth and how you can discover the joy in that truth, learning and living in Catholic community. For more information, visit avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu. Ave Maria University. Discover joy in the truth.
Support for Relevant Radio is provided by Ave Maria Mutual Funds. At Ave Maria Mutual Funds, mutual fund decisions are designed to preserve and grow wealth. Their portfolio managers align financial goals with pro-life values to avoid violating moral beliefs. More information is available at 1-866-AVE-MARIA. That's 1-866-AVE-MARIA. Or at AveMariaFunds.com. That's AveMariaFunds.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, the good news is that we have some great content to share with you in the hours ahead, and I hope you'll stay with us. One of my colleagues just ran into the studio and handed me this beautiful. It's actually really a beautiful pouch. I'm looking at it. Not too big. I figured you'd hang it over the doorknob or put it on a nail, hang it on the wall. I mean, it really is a beautiful image. Or, you know, keep your prayer cards, your prayer books in it. I mean, it's really quite cool. It could hang as an image itself, or you could use it to carry. It's kind of duplicity. Check it out online, okay? And make that call at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. And thank you for supporting. I know it's a lot of people really stepping up and making a sacrifice to keep the chaplet and keep Relevant Radio and all the great programming on the air. I want to give you a little background. I know not everybody knows the background on this image. And it's so important to me that I have it on my phone. I was on the walk to Mary the other day, and a lady came up to me and says, "Drew, look what I have. You started this." And she showed me the image of Divine Mercy on her phone. A friend of mine who's a physician, he has it on his phone. I have it in my office. I have these images in my home. And you'll see the Divine Mercy images really represents the Lord, the Lamb sacrificed for us, whose heart flows blood and water. And it's really the stream of God's mercy on the whole world. And the Lord said to Faustina, "The soul that will venerate or honor this image will never perish." He also promised victory over its enemies here on earth, and especially at the hour of death. And he says, "I will defend you as my own glory." A powerhouse story. This is an image that the Lord wanted. In fact, it was one of the first revelations to St. Faustina in the diary. She got it, she was in Poland. It was a dark time of year. And what ended up happening was there was a light. Sister Faustina was up in her room, up in her cell in the top part of the convent. And Jesus appeared to her. And it wasn't the first time Jesus had come to her, but this time the appearance was amazing. She wrote this in her diary. She says, "In the evening, I was in my cell, and I saw the Lord Jesus. He was clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in the gesture of blessing, and the other was touching the garment at his breast. And from beneath that garment, slightly just drawn aside at the breast, there were emanating two large rays, one red, the other pale, and in silence, I just gazed. I kept my gaze fixed on the Lord." She said her soul was actually struck with awe. She was so overcome by the vision. As I said, she had encountered the Lord before, but she was so overcome by the power of this image. She said she was filled with great joy. And she wrote in her diary, she says, "After a while, Jesus said to me," he just stood there for a while. She just kind of venerated him. He said this to her, gave her a command. He said, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see with a signature, 'Jesus, I trust in you.'" He says, "I desire this image to be venerated first in your chapel and then throughout the world." And this is a great way for you to venerate the image as well. Put it in your home. Put it in your office, right? And when you pray your chaplet, reflect on it. He says, "I promise the soul that will venerate the image will not perish. I promise victory over its enemies here on earth, especially at the hour of death, and that I personally will defend them as my own glory." And Faustina said that, you know, this vision was so inexpressibly beautiful. She said she saw these rays just pouring forth from the heart of our Lord. And the Lord would later, it's not that she interpreted this. The Lord, he explained what those two rays meant. The pale one represented water. The red one represented blood. And he says these were the vehicles of his mercy poured out on the world through the Eucharist. And, you know, a lot of mystics, and I've always struck by this, have had visions. If you go to Fatima, you know, the seers would see her, Bernadette of Lourdes, Medjugorje, Rwanda, Africa, Sister Sasagawa Nakita. And they really did see something, right? They had this encounter. They had a vision. The Lord was there. It's so hard to put into words or really to capture in drawing or paint what you see because it's otherworldly. The light, the radiance, the beauty, the encounter, it's heavenly. So when the Lord appeared to Faustina. He appeared in his glorious resurrected body, the way he appeared to his followers after the resurrection. You know, the resurrected Lord appeared to St. Faustina. And what Jesus asked St. Faustina to do was paint that image of what she saw, you know, so people could venerate it. And Faustina's like, I'm no artist. You know, I can't draw. What am I going to do? So she went to her spiritual director, Blessed Father Sopochko at the time, and he hired a painting and a painter to try to do this. And you know, he must have painted this thing 10 different times and could never, ever get it right. He could never get the image right. And it was very frustrating for Faustina. And he got really frustrated with her, right? He got so angry with her. He didn't want to paint the image anymore. Because again, how do you do this? How do you capture the magnificence of the Lord in paint, right? Or in brush? It's almost impossible. How do you do that on a piece of paper or a canvas? But the Lord had a plan, and he gave her this image. And after, like, I think it was the 10th time or so that he had finished painting the image, St. Faustina got very angry. And she ran into a room and she said to the Lord, who will ever paint you as beautiful as you are? Who can do that, right? It's impossible. And the Lord told her, he says, look, it's not in the beauty of the paint or the brush that lies my grace, but in the image. And that's what she accepted. The Lord said to her this. He said this. I always found this interesting. He says, look, he said, the image isn't good, but it will do. That was what Jesus said to St. Faustina, right? You know, who's going to ever paint you as beautiful as you are? And he says, you know, it's not good, but it will do. And what ended up happening was there was a divine plan in all this. Nobody knew. And the Lord, when he said it was enough, did not know until, well, years later, when there was a random coincidence. The year was 1996. And, you know, God's got a plan in all things in terms of his revelation. The image of Guadalupe, another miraculous image, only its secrets are being unlocked with modern technology, right? We're seeing and discovering things in there that for centuries no one would have known. They would have just taken it on faith. The Shroud of Turin is another one of those garments. But so is the Divine Mercy image. The year was 1996. I think there was a big conference that was happening, and they were making this presentation. They had the Shroud of Turin there, a full-blown replica of it, and they had the image of the Divine Mercy that was there as well. And these were 1931 photographic plates from the Divine Mercy image and of the Shroud of Turin. And they somehow overlaid these two images over one another. And it was backlit by the light that was there. And what they found was absolutely startling. When they looked, the two images lined up perfectly. I mean, it was almost hard to believe. The distance between the pupils in the eyes on the Divine Mercy image and those of the Shroud of Turin are perfect. They're absolutely perfect. The nose is the same length. The lips, they form in the same way. You look at somebody's lips, some are fuller, some turn up, some turn down, they formed perfectly. The lips were identical. The mustache and the beard have the same cut. The hair falls at the side in the same exact way. In fact, the outer line of the hair on the head is identical. How do you do that, right? That was God's providence. He kept going back, tweaking and tweaking and tweaking. The correspondence is almost perfect. It's not perfect, as the Lord said, but he said it will do, right? So the painter was a guy named Kazimierowski, and he'd never, ever seen the photographs of the Shroud of Turin. Some people say, oh, maybe he was copying. No, he never did that. He just kept correcting the face until it matched what St. Faustina had intended. So what does it mean? What was the Lord trying to tell us? You know, today, Kazimierowski's image of Divine Mercy, the one that we are giving to you today, if you want to call in and get it at 877-291-0123, it hangs in Vilnius, where pilgrims from all over the world come. It's one of my favorite images. But again, and here's a qualifier. I have some audio, I think, from Jonathan Rumi. If we have a chance, maybe we'll play that for you. He was given an image of Divine Mercy. He plays in The Chosen. He was Jesus. The image is totally different than the one you'll see in the Vilnius image. There are hundreds of these images right now. And I had Dr. Brian Thatcher on a few weeks ago, and he says, you know, they all have the same promise attached. They all have the same power. Some people like different images. The one that hangs in the studio here at Relevant Radio is one that's slightly different than the one that we have here. But most of the rest of Kaczmarowski's paintings were destroyed in the Second World War, but the image of Divine Mercy survived. It survived. And that's a whole other story. I won't get into that. But it somehow miraculously survived, and it made its way. Patrick, do you have the audio from Jesus who plays, or for Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus in The Chosen? Here's his encounter with the Eucharist. Listen to this. The image, I'm sorry.
That was given to me as a friend. And if you had heard the story, this sort of showed up miraculously outside my door one day, 3 days after I prayed for something like, well, for this exact image. I didn't know that this image existed. And my father was a devotee of the Divine Mercy Novena for many years. And the image that I was familiar with was not this one. It was one of the later ones. And I'm also an artist. I wasn't really fond of the portrait, you know? And I didn't know that existed. And so I prayed when I was living in my one bedroom apartment in Queens one day that, I was dealing with some personal issues and I wanted to explore the novena and the chaplet, and I wanted to have an image to pray with. And I just said to myself, I wish that there was like an Orthodox icon style or something, right? That would be just a little icon that I could just hang in my little apartment that would be not too huge or giant or, but just, I don't even know if it exists, but wouldn't it be nice if that was available? And 3 days later, this showed up outside my door.
And he says that played a big role in his journey with the Lord. I got to take a short break here. When we come back, I really believe the Lord sent him that image personally. It showed up on his doorstep, right? And it was the image of Divine Mercy. It was the image of Divine Mercy. If you don't have one, I strongly encourage you to get it. Today, we're going to give you a very special premium. You can call now at 877-291-0123 and get that Divine Mercy carrier. I think you're going to love it. And if you want to know where your money's going, if you are saying, oh, I don't know if I should really give, just look how God uses your providence. Listen to this. Here's a classic example.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Did you ever imagine that we would go from 9 stations on that day to now 210 stations coast to coast?
Original morning air host, Jeff Cavins.
Well, no, I didn't. There was no way to do it. I think it's similar to asking the disciples, did you ever believe that you would feed 5,000 people with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? And they're like, no, I had no idea that was going to happen. But that's the beautiful thing about radio is that, when people support Catholic Radio, they may give what seems to some people as a small gift, but that small gift in the hands of Jesus can do extraordinary things. And that's where you go from the natural to the supernatural. And God can do things to reach the world that we couldn't do on our own.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
All right, well, we have about 13 and a half minutes left in this hour. Hi, I'm Josh Raymond, along with Drew Mariani, and asking you to support Relevant Radio here during our spring pledge drive, asking you to give hope to others who are listening. That's what you are doing. You're helping to share that mercy that we talk about here, that divine mercy message. You do that by making your pledge at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app. Again, that phone number to make your pledge, 877-291-0123. Lawrence, listening in Vermont, made a pledge of $240, $20 a month. Lawrence will be sending that Divine Mercy carrier out to you. We heard from Lewis, listening in Long Beach, California. Thank you for that pledge of $20 a month. Jacob in Plymouth, Minnesota, thank you for your pledge of $20 a month. Also, every one of those donations of $20 a month are matched dollar for dollar here, just like Martha, listening in Arlington Heights, Illinois, who made her pledge of $20 a month with the matching dollars That's $40 a month given to Relevant Radio. And you can have your donation match. You can have that thank you gift of this Divine Mercy Carrier sent to you as well. And you can make that pledge online, relevantradio.com, through the Relevant Radio app, or again, call 877-291-0123. Drew, I'm so glad you talked about that story of the shroud, because that was one of the ones that I remember coming across and thinking, wow, there's something really special about that original painted image. And you can even look up online where they have kind of side-by-side cut in half where you see the image of the Divine Mercy image and then the shroud face image there and how they match up so perfectly when they're sized together. It's really remarkable, and I think it's just another testament of God making himself available to us if we are willing to accept the evidence, the proof that he gives us. Hey, I am here, and I want to offer my mercy to you.
Two great images. I mean, he left us the gift of the shroud. I mean, clearly, I mean, that was a tremendous gift. And there here, his body image was inflected on that. And we've talked about that many times. Now he gives us another image, the image of divine mercy, in which he says, I will grant many graces to souls. I mean, this is an opportunity for you. He wants you to venerate it, get it blessed. Look, do yourself a favor. I only have a couple minutes left here. Call now. Don't miss your opportunity. It's 877-291-0123. This is just today only. I will not be able to offer this tomorrow. It is a beautiful image. You can hang it on your wall. You can put it in your nightstand. There's division. If there's unrest in the family, get these images in your home. And I'll tell you something that Father Seraphim once told me when I come back about why this might offer so much protection.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
You know, the vice postulator for the cause of St. Faustina, he once said something to me a long time ago. He made reference to Exodus 12, where God commanded the Israelites to seal the doorpost with the blood of the Lamb. You remember that? I mean, the 10 plagues were coming, and what happened? The angel of death passed over the homes that were marked with it. Those who were not marked with the blood of the Lamb, what happened, right? We know the firstborn son died. Jesus is the sacrificial Lamb of God, right? He offered himself as an atonement for your sins and for mine. And he pours out from that pure side that blood and water. He freed us from eternal death. He sealed us for eternal life. And I think that's what this image says. That's what it speaks to. And he promised graces. He promised protection for those who will have it. I was talking about, you know, there's division in the home. I think it's a great thing to have. I know there's a lot of anger in certain homes, pornography that comes into homes. Maybe hang it in the room where that computer is, gentlemen or ladies. You know, maybe it's your son. Maybe it's somebody else. This is not a magic rabbit's foot either. I want to be clear on that. There's nothing magical about this. The Lord made these promises. I stand on them, right? There are graces that come with sacramentals. But, you know, when he promises that when chastisement for sins come upon the world, he says, the only refuge will be trust in my mercy. I'll protect the cities and the homes in which the divine mercy image is found, and I will protect the persons who venerate or honor that. I remember hearing a story. This is one of the very first divine mercy miracles that I think ever took place. Right after Faustina died on October 5th, 1938, and right after her death, we know what happened. You know, Hitler rolls into Poland. The Second World War is underway. So, really, Poland was attacked from both sides. Germany and the Soviet Union had made secret deal to divide up the country. But as people were fleeing, something really weird happened. There was this little town called Jaslo. I hope I'm saying it right. I never know how the Polish is. J-A-S-L-O, right, in southeastern Poland. It was a big railroad hub. And in 1944, the Nazis realized they couldn't hold it any longer, and they were going to blow it up. And they gave the inhabitants of that area just a little warning. They said, leave within 2 days or we'll shoot you. We'll kill you. So what happened? People frantically gathered whatever they could and they left. Well, there was one nun who had received the very first images of divine mercy, little cards, and she was handing them out during this time of trial and turmoil to anybody who would take them, this divine mercy image on it. And she says, take this and the Lord will protect you. Well, one woman listened to her, took the image, and decided to put it over the lintel of her house. That's the door. It's over the door jamb in the home. And then she ran out into the fleeing mob. Well, true to what was, you know, warned, they bombed the city of Jaslo and the train station, and everything was just, it was gone. The city was gone. The estimates when they came back was that 97% of the city was totally wiped out. But there was one intact house, right? Just one that survived. And it had the Divine Mercy image over the door. That home remained unscathed. And the event left an impression for everybody to this day. And those stories absolutely multiply. Josh, I don't have my computer in front of me. Josh is in the studio with me. But when I get my laptop out, I want to show him an image that has actually blown me away. There was a man named Ron Regalis, who I wrote about in my book as well, and maybe I'll share his story. I don't have much time to do that right now, who entrusted his home based on this very story to the Lord. And when you see the footage of this, maybe I'll put it up on social media.
Was this the hurricane?
Yeah, Hurricane Sandy. I'm going to, as we're talking, Josh, why don't you take it for a second? Let me open my laptop.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you if you're listening. Yeah, please pull it up. I'm interested. Because I remember hearing this story. But if you're listening, what Drew was talking about, this image of Divine Mercy, it's a special thank you gift that we have for you today. If you help support Relevant Radio, this is day number one of our spring pledge drive here as we kick off this beautiful month of Mary, the month of May. And the way to have this special thank you gift sent to you with this image of Divine Mercy, this Divine Mercy carrier, is by making your pledge of just $20 a month. That's all, $20 a month. And you can make that pledge at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by giving us a call at 877-291-0123. Again, that's 877-291-0123. We are down to about 5.5 minutes left in this hour, and we're not going to be able to offer this tomorrow during this hour of Divine Mercy. So if you would like this as your thank you gift of making that really, really important, coming in at that level of $20 a month, 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio
app. So here, take my laptop and take a look at this image. This is an absolutely amazing image. I'm going to share the story.
That almost looks Photoshopped. I mean, it really does.
I'm going to share the story on the other side. I got to share with you what happened to Ron Regalis and his home. And the entire area was devastated.
Oh, my gosh.
And somebody had just posted, I think there's a deacon that I come across and had seen that. In terms of the promises, you know, the Lord made great promises to those who have the image and of protection. I think there's special graces that come your way. So here's the deal. This is a today only premium. I'm going to ask you to support for two reasons. One, because you love what Relevant Radio is doing. That's what this is all about. It's not about what you get, the divine image, divine mercy image. It's because you love what we're doing. You know how important our mission is. And I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll say, Drew, we're going to stand with you. We love the Divine Mercy Chaplet. We're behind you and we're going to support right now. I hope you'll love what you get early in the morning and late at night. I hope you value the catechesis and just the truth that you get on this radio network. And I hope you will support by calling 877-291-0123. You know I'm in love with Divine Mercy. I'm actually a little obsessed with it, right? I mean, I have such a deep devotion to it. I just think this is a gift for you. And I think you can, if you don't want it in your home, give it to your daughter that's cohabitating with that boyfriend of hers. Give it to somebody else who is most in need. Maybe they're battling with addiction or pornography. You know, maybe there's somebody who's really just has a lack of peace. Give them the image. Make it a gift for them, okay? But call now, 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
All right. And, you know, Drew, you sharing this image here, and I know you have recounted all kinds of other stories. I've heard other, you know, people give kind of testimony about maybe they were in a car accident and they walked away really unscathed, where it didn't look like they should have, you know, that there was really not even a scratch on them. And it's because maybe like their parent put in an image of Divine Mercy in the car in the glove box for them. But yeah, this image that you have here of Hurricane Sandy, I mean, everything around this one single house that's standing here. And that's why I said it almost looks Photoshopped, you know, because you can see everything else is just completely laid waste to the ground level, except for one house that's still standing there. That's amazing. Again, we're offering, if you can make that pledge of just $20 a month, we've got 3 minutes left to go here, and we would love to send this as a way of saying thank you for making that very, very important pledge. We've seen over 140 people step forward. You can be the next one. Let's make this a big last 3 minutes. Phones are going to be really busy right now. If you can go to relevantradio.com, if you can make your pledge on the Relevant Radio app, that leaves a phone line open for somebody who isn't able to make that pledge online. So please relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. If you're not able to make that pledge online, do so by giving us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And for that $20 a month pledge, we'll send you this beautiful Divine Mercy carrier. Has that image of Divine Mercy on the front, has the quote from St. Faustina's diary on the back, and it really is a beautiful thank you gift for your pledge of $20 a month. Again, any amount that you donate here during this hour, though, is matched dollar for dollar. Please make that pledge right now. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Another great point. Dollar for dollar match. I forgot all about that. That's right. This hour, dollar for dollar match. Take advantage of it right now if you can, okay? I love this. If you go online, you'll see it, too. When you go to make your pledge, you can see the for $240 level, today only premium. This is great for the rosaries, great for your prayer cards. I see somebody here using it as a cell phone pouch, somebody keeping their cell phone in it, somebody putting it at the edge of their bed, somebody else putting it on that crib for the child. I mean, lots of uses. You can do it use it anywhere, but it's today and today only. And there's also a really beautiful quote from the diary of St. Faustina on the very back of it. And we'll talk more coming up in a minute or two here. I'll tell you about the story of Ugo Festo, how healing has taken place. But again, I'm not asking you to give for this item. This is a great item, and you can always give it to somebody else. I'm asking you to give because you really value Relevant Radio and you think it's needed today. We're listener supported. We cannot do this without you. So call now, 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
All right, less than a minute to go here, and we crossed over 150 pledges, 150 people supporting Relevant Radio, supporting the Drew Mariani Show this hour. Let's make it a big last 60 seconds here. That's still enough time. Still time to get in and make your pledge right now. Relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call, 877-291-0123. We do have a limited number of these Divine Mercy carriers in stock. We'd love to be able to send one to you, but don't wait in case we run out. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com. Make that pledge.